Grace, mercy, and peace to our Bethlehem adults and also to you, children, in the name of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ on this New Year's Day 2025. This morning, children, I'm going to preach the sermon to you so that you can understand it easily. And I'm going to start off with two questions for you. Is today called Christmas? No, not today. What is today called? New Year's Day. And what year? 2025. Thank you for helping me. I take it you all got gifts at Christmas. Did you like getting gifts? Well, if you listen real carefully, I got gifts for you up here from Jesus afterwards, and your parents are going to have to charge them with electricity before they will work. And afterwards, they can come up and help separate them so that you get your gift, all right? There's one for each one of you there. So I am going to tell you today, and the adults, the story of a man by the name of Jacob and his son. Oh, he had lots of sons, right? He had 12 sons. Well, we're going to especially talk about his son, Joseph. Jacob and Joseph. And your parents will want to know what the title of the sermon is. In fact, it has two titles, and they're both taken from the first book of the Bible. What's the name of the first book in the Bible? Genesis. Both from the book of Genesis. And let me read you, because you should be following along on that sheet that you have before you, adults. And the first title is Jacob's Very Happy New Year's Celebration with His Son Joseph. So first of all, we're going to talk about Jacob the father and Joseph the son. Wow. I don't know if you know this or not, but Joseph gets a lot of play in the book of Genesis. 13 chapters are all about Joseph. That's over one-fourth of the book of Genesis. And Genesis has 50 chapters, and Joseph gets 13 of them. Wow, so we got a lot of territory to cover today. And the second part of my sermon is going to be called The Very Happy New Year's Celebration of Jacob's 12 sons, namely Joseph and his 11 brothers. So listen real carefully. Now, I know that we like to have happy celebrations. We're happy when we get gifts, right? And we're happy when we have friends and we go back to school and see them again or visit with them on the phone and that kind of thing. And so I want to go and tell you the story, the first part of the story of Jacob and Joseph. And it has 11 parts for me, or 10 parts for me to tell you about. First of all, the story starts off when Joseph is a teenager, 17 years old. And his father made him this long coat. He made him the boss over his 10 older brothers. Not a good idea. And Jacob sent his son Joseph out and said, bring me back a report. Like you get a report card? And Joseph saw them doing bad things. His 10 older brothers, we would call them rascals. They knew how to get into trouble even though they were older, okay? And Joseph brought back a bad report. And they hated Joseph for that. And then besides that, Joseph had two dreams. And in the dreams, all of his brothers bowed down to him. And he told the story to his brothers, and now they hate him even more. Joseph cannot get it right. God sends him the dreams, and the brothers get angry with him. Oh, and they were going to get even, because one day Jacob sent his son Joseph out to report on his brothers. And when they saw him coming, they said, "There's the dreamer. Let's kill him." And when he got there, they threw him into a pit. And when some traders came along on camels, they sold him into slavery into Egypt, but they took his robe from him. They dipped it in animal blood and took it to their father and said, "Look, is this the coat that you made for Joseph? He's been killed by a wild animal." Now they lie, besides selling their brother into slavery, and off goes Joseph to be a slave in Egypt for 13 years. 13 years. He goes down into Egypt and is thrown into prison. Wow. And then when he's 30 years old, he's been down there now for 13 years. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, has two dreams in the same night. And Joseph is called to interpret them because God made it possible for Joseph to know what dreams meant when nobody else knew. And so Joseph interprets the dreams, and he said, "Oh no, there's going to be 7 years of plenty. Oh, the farmers are going to be happy. There's going to be so much grain that it can be put in storehouses, and there won't be enough room to store it. There will be so much." And then is going to come 7 years of famine, and all the grain is going to disappear except for what was stored away. And people are going to have to come from all over the world. See, the Egyptians ruled the whole world, and that meant that the famine was all over the earth, and people, so they didn't starve to death, had to come to Joseph to get. Well, why did they come to Joseph? Because after Joseph interpreted the dreams, Pharaoh made Joseph second in command over the whole world. Whoa! Only Pharaoh was higher than Joseph. And Joseph took his chariot. We would call it Chariot 2, like Air Force 2, all right? And he would drive all around Egypt and make sure all the grain was stored. So he rose to be very, very important. He stored away all that grain. Oh, then all of a sudden, Jacob, who didn't live in Egypt, and the brothers, who didn't live in Egypt, they had to come down to Egypt to get food. And they came down twice. I won't tell you all the intrigue of the story. Oh, it's a long, long story. But let's just put it this way. The youngest brother of Joseph, his baby brother, what was his name? What was the last son of Jacob? There was Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Naphtali and all Issachar and so forth. Who was the youngest brother? Starts with a B. Well, I guess I have to ask the adults, huh? What was it? Benjamin. Benny boy, okay? So Benjamin came down, and Jacob had not wanted him to go because he had lost his son Joseph. And now he said, "Oh no, if you don't come back, I'll lose Benjamin also, and I'm going to die." And Judah said, "Oh," he said, "I will take care of him." And so they went down, and Joseph played all kinds of tricks on them to see if they had changed. if they were forgiving brothers now, or whether they were still the bad guys that had sold him into slavery. And he found out that yes, they were changed. And he said, I am Joseph. See, when they came down, Joseph disguised himself with all kinds of eye paint and all kinds of disguises. And he talked in Egyptian so that they couldn't understand him. And then the interpreter did. But when they talked, Joseph could understand them. Ooh, he was playing tricks. And he found out they were good now, that they had repented for putting him into slavery. And he said, I am Joseph. Whoa, they didn't believe it. He said, come close. And he told them the story of how they had sold him into slavery. And then all of a sudden they believed, and there was great rejoicing. You see, Jacob, or Joseph, had now been away from his father for 23 years. Joseph had not seen, would you like your parents to disappear for 23 years? I don't think so. Okay, so what we now have is a story of a New Year's celebration. And I want to hear you, I want to read to you what happened. Joseph told his brothers, go back home. He sent wagons with them full of food and donkeys loaded down so that they could carry his father. Oh, his father, who is now 130 years old, could carry Jacob down and all the little babies that would come with them. So they made a long trip all the way from Canaan, where Jacob was living, down to Egypt. Wow. When he arrived, I'll bet you there was going to be a good celebration, right? Father Jacob getting to see son Joseph. And Joseph is a lot older now. Joseph's about 47 years old. In fact, for the parents who are interested, if you want to come up later, I worked out all the ages of who was what when they met again and at this time and that time. And so the Bible says this, as Jacob came near to the land of Goshen, the city of Goshen in Egypt, like you live in Parma, Ohio, maybe? Well, they were going to live in Goshen, Egypt, okay? And so it says, Joseph hitched up his chariot and rode to the area of Goshen to meet with his father, Jacob. When Joseph met his father, what do you think happened? It says he put his arms around his neck and they, what for a long time? They cried and cried and cried. Because they were sad? No, because they were happy and they were having a New Year's Day celebration. It was a new year for Jacob and for Joseph. Now let's talk about Joseph and his 11 brothers. Because you see, we're going to learn, and even though there's a misprint on the bulletin, when Joseph dies, he's 147 years old. I want to tell you something. He's the oldest man on earth at that time. And when Jacob dies, they embalm him for 40 days. That means gets his body ready, like a mummy because he was in Egypt. That's where mummies come from, right? Okay? I didn't say mommies, I said mummies. Okay? And so then they celebrated his death, mourned for him 70 days. Now, why would they do it that long? Because he was the oldest man on earth. He had outlived all of the people who had been on the ark, like Shem. He had outlived his father Isaac. And now Jacob dies at 147 years old. And he's honored, because in those days they honored old people. Today we don't honor old people quite so much, even though God does in the Bible. So let me read you the rest of the story, okay? It says here, when Joseph's brothers realized their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph is still angry with us and wants to pay us back for all the wrong we did to him, like selling him into slavery? What if Joseph is going to get even? Would that be a good thing?" You know, we say in our Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Well, Joseph is a forgiving man. His brothers had not been. They called him the dreamer and hated him. So they sent a message to Joseph to say, and here's what they said: "Before your father died, before Jacob, our father, died, he commanded us, saying, 'Tell Joseph, please forgive the crime and sin of your brothers. They did wrong to you.'" Uh-oh, Jacob found out that the boys had sold him into slavery. Uh-oh. But Jacob is forgiving. Joseph, he says, "You be forgiving also. Please forgive the wrong these servants of my God did to you, Joseph." Joseph cried when he heard the message his brothers had sent to him. Later, Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him. They said, "We are ready to be your slaves." Whoa. They said, "We're not your brothers. We'll be your slaves. Just don't kill us, okay?" Joseph told them, "Do not be afraid. Am I God that I should punish you?" Joseph said, "When did I get the power? Even though I'm in second command of the whole world, am I God that I have a right to kill you?" "No," he says. "You meant to do me harm," he said, "I know that. But God wanted to do good. He wanted to keep you alive, not dead, along with many people." Remember, God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would make them into many people. Well, if Joseph killed all his brothers, they wouldn't be able to have any more kids. And you know, if they didn't have any more kids, there would be no Jesus to be born on Christmas. There would be no Jesus to tell us all about how God loves us. There'd been no Jesus to die on the cross for you and me. There'd been no Jesus to rise up. There would have been no Jesus living to take us to heaven. So Joseph knows ahead of time, this is very important stuff. He says, "And so do not be afraid. I will take care of you and your children, and I will give you everything you need." So Joseph tormented him. No, it doesn't say that, does it? So Joseph comforted his brothers and talked to them in a kind way. Do you ever do something wrong at home and then you get punished? Do your parents stay mad at you all the time then? No, they tell you, they forgive you, they comfort you, and they even give you some ice cream, huh? Something like that. In any event, things worked out real good at the end. And so what do we ask God for today? In this past year, 2024, He showed us mercy, peace, grace. What does He tell us to do? He says, receive that mercy, that forgiveness from God in 2025, and spread that mercy and grace to others, to your friends, to your parents, to your loved ones, even to enemies. You know what? How do we think? Oh, let's take brothers and sisters. You ever get angry at one another, brother? And one punches the other? Now, what do you want to do right away? Punch them back, right? But harder, right? And then say, Mommy started it, right? That's exactly how it goes. And God says, don't be like that. When somebody does something bad to you, you do something good to them. And you know what? They might become your friend and not hit you again or say bad things about you. So you know what to do, right? And may Jesus grant it in His name. Amen. You may return to your seats and we'll call you up later for your gifts, okay? Now may the peace of God be with you always. Amen.